The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents. Music, food, fun, travel, and lots of good times. Let the good times roll here every Saturday at 12 noon on WPG 1450 AM 95.5 FM. And we are very, very grateful to everyone. We have our latest radio ratings numbers, Arbitron numbers, and our ratings, our listening public is increasing very, very strongly. You know, it's been over 10 years since we did this after Eddie Hitzel passed, God rest his soul. The person that tried to replace him on another station is gone, and we are really, you know, paying tribute to him. We are doing the food. We are doing what we do as well, which is the travel and, of course, the music. And the music has just exploded in that time period with us winning the number one outdoor concert venue for music production in the United States, the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. Two out of the last 3 years, we were number one in the nation. And one of those years, we were number two, and we got beat by Vail Resorts, which is nationally traded huge corporation that owns and operates ski resorts that also produce music concerts in the summertime, naturally. So we are celebrating, and it is Mardi Gras, and it's a perfect time to celebrate. This weekend in New Orleans is what they call the weekend before, like the Friday before, the Saturday before, the Saturday of Mardi Gras. In other words, this weekend coming is the first big weekend of parades, and then the following weekend is when these concerts, you know, and parades and all the festival things get crazy in New Orleans, pretty much leading up to Fat Tuesday, which this year is February 17th. We had a great deal of great Mardi Gras stuff when we were on the Big Easy cruise. George Porter, a living legacy, lifetime achievement award for the from the Grammys for the New Orleans funk, the New Orleans Mardi Gras music. He was one of the stars of the show. And so much Mardi Gras music was played. We went up the river to New Orleans. We celebrated. Galactic was there at Tipitina's. Cyril Neville did an incredible set of shows. The last of the Neville brothers that actively actively performs, Cyril Neville, and he was magnificent. Aaron Neville just turned 85. He still performs in the studio, but is not out on the stage. The Neville Brothers legacy. This is Mardi Gras. This is the Mardi Gras Indians. This is what it's all about. And we invite you to be a part of it by coming to our gigs. We have Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City at Kennedy Plaza. And of course, we do New Orleans music at the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. We're going to celebrate Mardi Gras right away. Right in Summers Point, Atlantic, in Lynnwood, New Jersey, at PJ's Coffee, because they have what it takes to quietly celebrate Carnival. Mardi Gras is the culmination of the Carnival season, which leads us up to a day that a lot of Anglican people refer to as Shrove Tuesday. It's a kind of an old term, Shrove Tuesday. Everybody now is hip to Mardi Gras, which, of course, is the Catholic Carnival, and I saw the little boats, Nance, floating around in Venice. They had like the boat floats on the canal, the Grand Canal, around San Marco, Piazza San Marco. Venice is a big place for it. So is Aruba. So is Trinidad. And we recently visited Trinidad, and it was a great place. Anyway, it's Mardi Gras, and it'll be Mardi Gras all summer long on the beach in Summers Point and the boardwalk in Atlantic City, as we have so many great, great performers. We're working to bring you a tribute to Dr. John and also George Porter Jr. And I'm looking at the great people who were on the Big Easy Cruise, another great New Orleans performer, Samantha Fish, very, very popular, and we're working to bring her to you. We are working very hard right now. Johnny Sansone killed it on that cruise. But we're going to talk about that in the second part of the show as we talk to John LaRoe, who is a longtime member of the Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point committee. We've had this committee for over 20 years as a part of the city of Summers Point. In 2025, after a lot of heart-wrenching aggravation, that really was, as they would say in New Orleans, the unnecessary part, right? The unnecessary part. But we prevailed, and we're going to present these great concerts beginning June 12th. Johnny LaRoe has been with us, and his roots, like my roots, go all the way back. My father bought Schick's Tavern in 45, and John LaRoe's grandfather was Elmer Carty, who was a super councilman back in the day. Linda Bader is on the committee, and her grandfather was William Morrow, after whom the beach is named. So a lot of deep, deep history and roots. But right now, we want to talk about what you can do to celebrate Mardi Gras in a really cool, a really warm way, with some warm beignets and some classic king cake. And to do that, there is no better place in South Jersey than PJ's Coffee, right in the Cornerstone. And the proprietor of that place is here with me now, Wayne Heaton. Mardi Gras coming, and it won't be long, y'all. Aiko, Aiko, IA. What's happening, Wayne?
Hey, Carmen, let the good times roll, right?
Yeah, you're right, baby. Le bon ton roule. An early Mardi Gras, which means there'll be some shivering going on down there on St. Charles Avenue.
Yes.
But it's nice and warm in Lynnwood, and you've got the real deal there. Tell us all the things, the beignets and the king cake and all the cafe au lait, ooh la la, right here in Lynnwood. Tell us about it.
I will, Carmen. Hey, you're right. We do have the real thing here. We have king cakes, and that's a celebration of King's Day, which begins or is on January 6th. But for New Orleans, that's just the beginning of the party. That January 6th marks the beginning all the way through Mardi Gras. And we have king cakes from Kaluta Bakery, a well-respected bakery right there in New Orleans. So not only are you getting just a great treat, you're getting an authentic treat from a New Orleans bakery.
I can testify. I've eaten them many times. They are some of the best in New Orleans, some of the most respected. If you go to Angelo Brancato's for gelato and pasticceria, they sell Kaluta's king cake. They don't make the king cake. They sell the ones that you can buy right at PJ's in Lynnwood.
And Carmen, they've been selling so well that unfortunately, I will report that the cream cheese filled king cake has sold out. Right, so I still have king cake, But I do have the traditional king cake, but the cream cheese is already sold out. It's been such a popular item this year. People getting ready for, they've been using for watch parties. Super Bowl is coming up, right. So it's a great item to have at a Super Bowl watch party. And of course, then a couple of days later or a week later is Fat Tuesday itself.
It's a perfect thing to have. And the regular king cakes are like a really delicious cinnamon vanilla flavored Danish pastry ring. But they have one thing exactly. In them you won't get in any other Danish pastry ring. Tell us about that.
Sure. The tradition is a baby. The older tradition is that a baby was baked into the cake. These days, the baby is with the cake, not inside the cake. But the baby signifies good luck. And if you're at a king party, if you're at a king cake party and you get the baby, that means you are the king or queen for the day. In traditional sense, it also means you're responsible to host the next party. But in our kits, yep, that baby is part of the kit. So, again, we talk about authentic New Orleans bakery, a leading respectable New Orleans baking in Kaluta, and you're getting the whole deal with the ability to decorate it and with that baby for the traditional prize.
And people can come in and have all of your delicious specialty coffees, your PJ specially ground coffee, and they can have a slice of king cake with that.
You're absolutely right. So PJ's is a franchise coffee shop. It is headquartered and originated in New Orleans. So we've got deep NOLA roots. And so, yeah, come on in for a cup of chicory coffee, a slice of king cake, or maybe some beignets, that New Orleans Creole treat, fried dough and powdered sugar. We make them here on site, fresh to order, and they are delicious.
Perfect. Perfect a way to celebrate when it's cold like it is out there, to be able to get some nice cafe au lait or chicory coffee or all of the specialty coffees that you make, and then enjoy the beignets and all of the other treats that you have there at PJ's Coffee right there in Cornerstone on 1201 New Road?
Correct. Right across from Mainland High School.
Right. So tell us about some of the other delicacies you have for us and give us some idea of your hours.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a really nice coffee shop here, and our feedback continues to be that we've got a wonderful vibe. So if you need a place to meet friends, if you've got a book club, we got a lot of work from home and students that come in and spend some time here. It's just a really great environment in the coffee shop in the Cornerstone Commerce Center. And we've got, the traditional things that you would expect, some pastries and some baked goods, muffins, cookies, scones, and of course the beignets and the king cake. And then we can make any kind of a latte. We can make hot, cold, and frozen concoctions for you. The PJ is Phyllis Jordan. Phyllis started the company. Phyllis is credited with creating the cold brewing process. So we consider ourselves the original, and we always have cold brew on tap as well. And it might be the traditional basic black cold brew, but we also have some flavored cold brews. We've got a king cake cold brew. We've got a bananas Foster cold brew that is amazingly popular. So we can set you up with some flavored coffee.
King cake flavored coffee, a cold brew coffee on tap.
Yep, we'll serve it up to you. And so that's got a little bit of a cinnamon and a vanilla taste, just like you would expect in the king cake itself.
How cool is that? Wow.
We create those cold brew concentrates every night here, right here at the shop.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'll tell you, I am so I always get excited when I talk to you. You're really doing a great job. I
you know, one of the reasons I think our radio show is so popular is because we focus on the real deal. There's so much prostitution, so much artificiality, and so much vacuum, such a cultural vacuum among so many elements of the society. Whenever we find the real deal food, the real deal music, we dedicate our lives to producing the real deal music. But in honor to Eddie Hitzel, we also do a lot of food. And you are that food element today, very, very much authentic. You are bringing, if people want to know what it's like to hang out in the French Quarter, that be at Mardi Gras, to experience the New Orleans lifestyle, then you want to go to PJ's and taste all of these things and feel it. And like he's, you know, like you said, a fantastic idea to go and have a little group of people get together, especially if you're with people who don't drink a lot. You want to get together and celebrate the feel of Mardi Gras? Come to PJ's and experience all of those things. You are providing a tremendous cultural attribute and service to our South Jersey society. That's why I love what you're doing, and I'm sure you hear that every day in the store.
Yep, people do appreciate the little bit of New Orleans that we bring to South Jersey. So I very much appreciate your support, Carmen, and those nice comments that you made.
Well, we're happy to have you. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. We're very, very pleased to have Wayne Heaton on the show. And please, you know, Mardi Gras coming, it won't be long. Is it Mardi Gras yet? Yeah, it's Mardi Gras. From now until Tuesday the 17th, go on over to PJ's and experience the Mardi Gras and get ready to warm up on the beach in Summers Point and on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. We're going to have some of the greatest New Orleans performers. And we celebrate the music of Mardi Gras, just like at Jazz Fest. You know, they say in New Orleans, every day is Mardi Gras, but Jazz Fest is best. We're going to celebrate the whole thing. And Wayne, thank you for being a part of it.
You're welcome. Appreciate the time on the show. Keep up the good work, Carmen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So off we go into the world of music. Again, that is really a cool thing to do, what I was just talking about at PJ's Coffee right there in Linwood. We are planning to begin the concerts, legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point on June 12th. And I have to tell you something funny to kick this segment off. You know, we're very, very proud. You know, we work very hard. We do not get paid very much for our time. We give a lot of our own money and assets to what we do, both the especially at Summers Point, all those years. You know, it's the 33rd anniversary of the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point, having been produced 33 years ago for the city of Summers Point by Nick Regine, who was the Community Education and Recreation Director. And Nick was doing it for the city. And when he retired, I was a city councilman, and I asked that when I left city council, the one thing that I could do is be part of this committee. And of course, Nancy has really grown into the epitome of a great giving community volunteer committee woman. And she does a tremendous job and gives it her all. So we are getting ready now to do, as Tony Mark Cares, a nonprofit community service corporation, what the city did for all those years. Beginning in 24, we started producing the concerts on the beach as Tony Mark Cares Corporation. And we need a lot of support and love. We need people to let everyone know that as long as we are able to do this and give you what I'm about to tell you that we're going to give, we have to have you, because it's a true community partnership. It's an unbelievable thing. We want you to vote for us coming up soon in a few weeks. You'll be able to vote for the USA Today. That's a tremendous bragging point that we have, that we turned this into the number one outdoor concert venue in the United States, according to the USA Today readers poll. And part of it is because of our good luck and our good fortune and our karma, and part of it is because of all of this hard work. I worked with a great lawyer a few years ago. I really loved him to this day. His name was Louis April. A lot of people know him. He was the premier plaintiff's personal injury attorney at Cooper Levinson. And Lou used to say to me, "Carmen, it's better to be lucky than to be good." And we have a perfect example of that that I'm going to share with our next guest, John LaRoe, from the Beach Concert Committee. The past week or two, I was talking with Melody Trucks, because people just love the Melody Trucks band with the Fitzky brothers. And we'll start off talking about that with John LaRoe. But I made a mistake. And I realized that I had double booked. So I called, we talked, Woody and I talked, and then I called a guy who I double booked. And I said to him, "Do you have any other dates you can give me? I could do this one, I could do that one. I could start the concert series on June 12th with you." And after a couple of texts, he got back to me and said, "June 12th works, let's do it." And we confirmed it. And that was about 4 days before he just made music history as the producer of the Grammy Award-winning album, Just One Sunday. I'm talking about Tom Hambridge, the multi award-winning producer who just produced Buddy Guy's Grammy Award-winning album, Ain't Done With the Blues. That's the name of the album. And we are so proud that Tom Hambridge and his great band, the Rattlesnakes, are going to open up the season on June 12th. The Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point. That's assuming, of course, we'll get the approvals, and we are very optimistic about that this year. So it's better to be lucky than to be good. However, we also have a lot of great, great bands, and we're going to start that New Orleans thing on the beach the very next week, the 19th of June, when we bring one of the greatest and one of the most popular brassy, funky, rock and roll, classic rock, New Orleans street beat. They do it all. The second line, the street beat, Bonorama will be on the beach in Summers Point on the 19th. So that's the way we're starting to kick that off. And we are very excited about it, aren't we, John? I want everybody to meet our special guest today, photographer, of course, the host of our Facebook pages, both Summers Point Beach Concerts, and of course, all the work with the Atlantic City Concerts on the Beach. Concerts, Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk, Concerts on the Boardwalk. John, it feels pretty good. That'll warm you up, won't it?
Yeah, Carmen. I guess this winter is really, you know, with all this cold and stuff, I'm looking forward to the summer more than ever. And the 33rd year of the concert series, talking to you earlier, I know we have some great, great shows coming up. Tom Hambridge happens to be one of my favorites as long, and also Bonorama. Looking for the warmth and the music and the vibe and the people. And it's just, there's nothing like it anywhere, man. So yeah, it's going to be great.
That's why we hope to win again. And I know that you're excited about a couple of true divas. Well, of course, one of the hottest blues rockers in the world. We are trying to get for the Boardwalk in Atlantic City, where we're waiting to see if we can get Samantha Fish to close the Boardwalk concerts. She is one of your favorites. And we also in Atlantic City have another one of the number one international touring headliners in the world of Louisiana power rock pop, and that name is Tab Benoit. So we're bringing it, right?
Oh yeah, man. Tab, I believe, was in Atlantic City. It has to be 9 or 10 years ago, and I still remember that show. This guy is phenomenal. He blew up. He's popular wherever he tours. He's one of the big names, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm paying him, John, about 5 or 6 times what I paid him then, because he's a national star. And we just got lucky again. His agent, who is the same agent that brings us Devin Allman and some of the other great, great performers, said, you know, I've got Wednesday, July 8th, close to Atlantic City. And I, you know, and I, we did a little negotiating, and we got it. And so those of you who are big Tab Benoit fans, I know Derek Quattrone is really psyched about that one. And so are a lot of people, because Tab Benoit is so popular, and he killed it at the festival. He opened for Devin Allman at the Crescent City Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival in October. It was one of the greatest sets I ever saw him do. And for you hard rockers, let make no mistake about it, the Tab Benoit show has a lot of strong, powerful, hard rock. I was looking at it saying, man, I think I would call this swamp metal.
That's a good description, man. Yeah, he brings it. And I know he doesn't get up this way very often. So whoever's listening, get out to that show. I mean, every show is going to be great, but that's just one you don't want to miss, because he just doesn't get up this way that often, you know?
Right. Because he's in such demand in the Southeast and in Louisiana, Texas, but also Colorado, California, and Europe. We just get what we can get. The Northeast, in a lot of ways, is secondary market for what we do. Because you have to remember, what we do is not the mega concerts that Live Nation does. It's not the casino thing. It's the real deal thing. It's the thing from New Orleans Jazz Festival and Crawfish Festival. You got to come up. Have you been to Michael Arnone's Crawfish Festival?
I have not. I was going to go last year, and just something came up and I couldn't make it, but I intend on trying to get to that.
You got to go up and do a, we'll do a photographic pictorial and a whole thing.
Yeah.
He's got Samantha.
I'm in, man.
He's got Bonorama, and he's got a lot of great, great people, as always. It's the first weekend in June, not really. It's May 29th, 30th, and June 1st. And it's in Jersey. It's the biggest Louisiana music and food festival outside of Louisiana in the world. And it's up in a beautiful place, the fairgrounds in Essex, in Sussex County. The Sussex County, what they call Black Bear Country. It's so remote, it's actually black bears up there. Jazz Fest, all the blues festivals, all the music around the world, all the music that you go and see, that's our niche. And it's a hell of a niche. I might mention, if you want to, easily, it's easy for a lot of people to drive to Tampa. And in St. Petersburg, I think the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th of April, one of the greatest blues festivals, blues rock festivals in the world is going to go down this year, 2026, Tampa Bay Blues Festival. That's another one. But this is the circuit that I'm talking about. How would you give us some ideas, the way you feel about the way it is so distinguished from the mega big shows and the casino thing and the tawdry cover band thing? Talk about it a little bit, Johnny.
Well, it's a whole different feel. It's intimate, up close. The music is not what you hear on the radio all the time. I mean, some of the songs make it to the radio, and I'm sure down in Louisiana, it's probably on a lot of different stations. Up this way, you never really get to hear this music. It's tremendously written, played. It's played with passion. There's just no comparable, thing that happens up this way that you can go to see basically for free and get this level of musicianship.
On Sirius, you hear this kind of music. On B.B. King's Bluesville, on the soul stations, the funk stations. Shamika Copeland has her own show on Sirius. And that's one way to tune into it, but let's face it, most of it is going down on YouTube and all over the internet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just type in these names. They usually have live stuff from their shows. They have some studio, videos that you can listen to, and you really get a good taste of what these performers are all about.
Right, right. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about this phenomenal group, and we're Nancy and I are going to. It wound up that we were staying here in South Florida because our home was not available in Tucson for another week or two. So I took the opportunity to book the Jam Cruise, and part of that is because of these great young players. And they're not all that young. Really, what it comes down to is a lot of it is Generation X and the older, hipper millennials versus our generation, which unfortunately the boomers cannot get out and do things because of age and health and so on and so forth. But Melody Trucks came. She is the living legacy of the Allman Brothers band, Butch Trucks' daughter, with her brother, Valor Trucks. They are very big in the jam band world, and they have a foundation that will be performing on the jam band cruise. And they have these two kids that are amazing. We talked about it, the Fitzky Brothers.
Unbelievable. I think that was one of our most well-received concerts. It was kind of like a surprise. Sometimes you hear a name of a famous person, that their siblings or whatever, and you're kind of like, you don't know what to expect. I came away from that show feeling like, oh my gosh, what an amazing band. The energy, these two kids, which are, I think they're in their 20s or whatever, Drew and Alex Fitzky. Right. They're just, when I heard their ages and the way they play, they're so mature in their playing and fun to watch. Drew, the bass player, has hair about 2 or 3 feet long that fly. He puts a fan down that blows all over the place. It's pretty cool, especially being a photographer to try to capture
right.
that. Yeah. Right. But,
what a good time that was. Want to note August 14th. they are confirmed on the beach, but we are working on something for Atlantic City where them, where they are going to get together with some of the biggest people in the jam music world and do a tribute to the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore. We're very, very hopeful that we are able to do some Monday night shows in Atlantic City in addition to the Wednesday night shows, and that mm-hmm. would be one of them. So we've got Cafferty, and, you know, when people say, how come you bring Cafferty back every year, it's a very simple answer. I bring John Cafferty because he's one of the greatest rock and rollers in the world, and because he is deeply part of the legacy, having written the songs that made Tony Martz and Summers Point so famous. We have to be looking forward to a show with John Cafferty.
Yeah, the band always brings it. Gary Guitar, how do you say his last name?
Gary Guitar Gandolini.
Gandolini, yeah. What a tremendous player. These guys just kill it every time they play. It never gets old to me. It's just a thrill to be able to see that band and, you know, the songs they've written and played. I think John was before Springsteen, wasn't he?
He was doing these things not before Springsteen, but contemporaneously with Springsteen. And Tunes, of course, was the guy that Clarence Clemons always recognized, that everybody always compared Tunes, God rest his soul. We don't have Tunes anymore. We had him as many times as we could, and that's why I want people to come and see John Cafferty, because we don't know how long we're going to have him. That's why we have people like Gary U.S. Bonds. And one that we are fortunate that we do have that is confirmed, and I know how excited this makes you feel, is Mitch Ryder. We've got Mitch Ryder double down in the heart of the season, the 29th and the 31st of July on the boardwalk and the beach, respectively. 79 years old, Devil with the Blue Dress is an absolute iconic top 100 rock and roll songs in the history of American music. And we got him, Johnny.
Yeah, man. You know, when he played the show last year, again, you don't know what to expect from the aging rockers and stuff like that. But I had seen him earlier that year, and I knew what was coming. And he put on a great show, and I'm sure that half the crowd out there heard the name, but they didn't really know the music. And when he played, he lit it up. And I heard so many people say, oh my gosh, what a great show he put on, you know? And we had the, you know, the All-Stars playing with him. It was really a fantastic event.
A magnificent job by the Tony Martz All-Stars. Rich Megahertz, Kurtz, musical director, brought everybody together. Bobby Kimmel from the band Red had to step in because Jimmy was our regular drummer and co-musical director of the Tony Martz All-Stars. Jimmy, old school Jimmy Glenn, was not able to do it. It was late notice. As you remember, we had trouble with that date, and just like we had so much trouble last year. And this year, we're really excited. We want to recognize, you know, you and I have something in common. We're Bay Rats. And one of our fellow Bay Rats is really helping us this year. The president of the Summers Point Historical Society, but also now, thank God, the president of the city council in Summers Point, Kirk Garrity. And Kirk just said, look, you know, we are Summers Point. Go to the rec board, get permission to do those concerts on the beach, and let's rock and roll. And I want everybody to know that there are a lot of heroes out there. And Kirk and Janice Johnston and Ricky and so many. Harry Hurley on this network alone, and Don Hurley jumped up. So many people jumped up. Denny Levinson is one of our good friends and supporters. So many. Frank Formica is on the board of directors of the Tony Mark Cares. This is part of the spearhead of what we're doing. And so we're able to now be in negotiation. I'm trying to put together a huge celebration of New Orleans funk for the week before, the 22nd and the 24th of July, with not only George Porter Jr., Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Grammy Award winner, but also with a tribute to Dr. John. And as I was saying to you, you think some people will be ready for the right place at the wrong time and such a night on that boardwalk. I mean, on that beach.
Yeah, that'll be a great show also. I mean, George, wow, what a amazing human being. Great, great bass player. So many people, you know, we see so many bands and the bass players, man, when they hear George Porter Jr. played in Atlantic City or Summers Point or wherever, they're like, oh my gosh, one of the best, you know?
Right. And that's going to be the New Orleans funk celebration. What other shows? We talked about a lot. Do you have a couple more you want to point out, whether it's on the beach or the boardwalk? I know that, you know, you're one of the biggest music fans of them all, and that's why you're right here with us.
Just touching back on Samantha Fish again, anybody that didn't get a chance to see her when she played in Atlantic City, she is one of the best female guitar players in the world. You probably don't even have to put the label female there. She's just one of the best guitar players in the world. And she puts on a fabulous show, original music. It's just, you know, powerful, and it gives you goosebumps to hear her play and sing. Tremendous. And the
I just want to say about Samantha, that because we were just on the Big Easy cruise with her, and, you know, she emotes with her guitar and the nonverbal kind of communication with her body and her guitar and the body in a way that just really rips people up emotionally. And one of those people is a guy named Mick Jagger, who has had her on stage with her for 20 or 30 times. And this is what we're talking about when we say Tom Hambridge just won the Grammy with Buddy Guy. Samantha Fish is trying to work out her schedule to be on the boardwalk with us. She's on stage with the Rolling Stones. That is our niche. We are right there with the quality at that level. But it's a free concert on the beach or the boardwalk. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I think we might have had our biggest crowd that night in Atlantic City when Samantha Fish played. It was truly electric. People were, nobody left. They were right up at the stage. She just commands the stage. She's like, she doesn't overdo it, but boy, does she just like command every, you know, every note, and just the way she, prances around the stage and plays. And it's just amazing. It really is.
She only overdoes it once in a while. And that night she kind of overdid it. She was really turned on. I was hanging out with her band on the cruise, and they said, oh yeah, man, we want to come back up there. They had a great time that night. And you were about to mention somebody else. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Just to touch on, you had mentioned Billy Walton and Anthony Crizon.
Right.
Yeah. So,
21st of August.
A lot of people, everybody knows Billy and knows his, his music and his playing are world class.
Right.
A lot of people have heard of Anthony Crizon, who's with the Spin Doctors, who has written, you know, a lot of songs with them, played with them. He's worked with, I was reading, Lenny Kravitz, John Waite. He even wrote a song called Dust and Bone that Gretchen Wilson, who's a big country star, recorded one of her albums. So, you know, Anthony's an amazing producer. He plays, you know, he's an incredible guitar player, but he plays drums too. He actually helped produce Billy Walton's latest single, Knife in My Back, you know, and which featured Tony Teschner on vocals and of course, Billy. What a great song that is. I mean, the guy's got, you know, he knows music like nobody else, man. He's a great, great performer and a great producer.
Again, the same thing we're talking about. In the last 10 minutes or so, I can talk to John LaRoe about music because he knows music. He knows music like very few people in South Jersey know music and the national, international stars of music. And for us to be mentioning just the people we talked about in the last 10 minutes in the context of free concerts on the beach and the boardwalk, you know, you can thank the Summers Point Beach Concert Committee. You can thank the Creta in Atlantic City. You can thank Mayor Marty Small. You can thank, you know, all the volunteers and sponsors who helped Tony Mark Cares put this on. And you can thank John LaRoe. Johnny, we love you and we thank you. And I know you can't wait to get started, man.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it, man. Just the warm weather, getting back to, you know, our, you know, what we do, man. It's going to be another fun year and we're going to have some amazing, amazing shows. I know it. So if you're listening, please come out to Atlantic City and Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk and to our legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point every Friday night.
Happy Mardi Gras, Johnny. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon. God bless.
John LaRoe, by the way, has become a world-recognized photographer because so many of, I mean, you know, people like Taj Mahal's Phantom Blues Band and Tommy Castro and, you know, some of the greats in the world are getting photographs regularly from John LaRoe because of the work that he's done with us. You know, it's very gratifying to be so much a part of the scene. Do we make a lot of money? No, we don't make a lot of money. We don't do this to make a lot of money. We do this to uphold and pay tribute to and honor the legacy of Tony Martz and the music of the great people that came out of Tony Martz and the great people in Atlantic City that came out of the north side of Atlantic City and the 500 Club and the Steel Pier. You know, we are working on two shows this year that are going to be directly related to the legacy of the, you know, what was very much like Harlem, the north side of Atlantic City. One of those we're working on very hard. I don't know that I want to say it because we're not sure of it yet. If we are able to get it, we will have a major celebration about it. And also DK Harold, who is going to do the tribute to B.B. King. B.B. King played many times at places like the Wonder Gardens and Club Harlem on the north side of Atlantic City. We, of course, want to thank all of our sponsors, and there is none that means more to us in terms of the incredible generosity from the philanthropist, Jeanette Gemza, who is the queen, the first lady of the Circle Liquor Store. Circle Liquor Store is probably the best independent liquor store in the world. Certainly, it is the best in the state of New Jersey. And it is open every day and ready, not only with everything you need for the Super Bowl party this weekend, but, and when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, the latest winter brews, the porters, the stouts, the bourbons. You can get your own bottle of bourbon from a barrel at Circle Liquor Store. All of the novelties, the single malt scotches, the single barrel whiskeys and bourbons, the huge selection of tequilas that are bigger than ever. And if they don't have it, they can, if it's available in the state of New Jersey, they can get it within a matter of days. So if there's something you really want to have for the Super Bowl, go over to the Circle now and talk to Jay, the craft beer guy, Jordan, and of course, JM, the big guy, and all of the great people there, you know, Vicky and Stephanie, and of course, the wine master himself, our good friend Chester Malloy. They are the major sponsors, primary sponsors of both this radio show, Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel, Let the Good Times Roll, and also the Beverage Garden on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City, which is really a great premium value, reasonably priced beverage garden that really makes the whole experience world class on Wednesday nights on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City. We thank Circle Liquor Store wholeheartedly. But let's not forget, the wine goddess, Julia Stacy Riley, and I have been talking about the Olympic wines, and the Olympics start this Friday, and we're going to continue talking about the Olympic wines, meaning the great wines of Northern Italy, the big reds, the Gavis, from around one of the sites, Milan, and the Proseccos, and the wonderful Pinot Grigios, and some really wonderful Sauvignon Blanc from the areas just north of and near Cortina, which is where the big ski events are going to be. So we're going to have fun talking about the wines, and of course, the serious side of it is the great Chet Malloy is going to give us great value on big reds, and we're going to have Stacy back on soon to talk about that. But suffice it to say that you can go talk to them and go buy Amarones and Barolos and Gavis and Barbarescos and the greatest wines in the world for not too much money. And that's because of the way they roll at Circle Liquor Store. I also want to thank our friend Rich Gerber, who is one of the very best insurance agents with all of his abilities, with his certification in Medicare and the transition to Medicare, with his vast knowledge of the annuities. Right now, the rates are holding up stubbornly, so it's a good time to go lock in. Talk to Rich at 609-653-9101, Richard T. Gerber Insurance. He's got the products and the advice, the help that will get you where you want to go, taking care of your family, yourself, your grandchildren, the MIGAs, the staggered annuities. Please give Richard a call. And we thank him for being a sponsor of this show. Richard T. Gerber, 609-653-9101. We're about ready to get on the Jam Band cruise, and we will have a report from there. And better still, we'll have lots of great music right off the Jam Band cruise and ready for South Jersey this summer. Until then, everybody, remember, let the good times roll. Happy Mardi Gras, y'all.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.